Romans 8:28 is a fascinating passage. It's actually a passage that I used to dislike very much. Now, it seems strange to say that because as a Christian, as a believer, I love God's word, but I would get to that verse and it would bother me. And part of the reason it bothered me was I would hear people quote it in a way that would seem to minimize difficulty. And so somebody has a tragic circumstance. Their child dies, and somebody's quoting Romans 8:28. And I'm thinking, well, Jesus wept, you know, and he didn't just weep for Lazarus because he knew he was going to raise Lazarus, but he wept for Mary and Martha because of the tremendous loss they were feeling at the fact that their brother had died. And Jesus hadn't been there to prevent it and all of that. And in scripture, you've got, you know, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So is there real difficulty in life? Yes, there is. So whatever Romans 8:28 means, it does not mean that suffering isn't real. Evil isn't real. It doesn't mean life is easy. It's not prosperity theology. It's not health and wealth gospel. And then the very verse that caused consternation for me over time became one of my favorite verses in all of God's Word as I grew in my understanding of the hidden wisdom of God, of the sovereignty of God, and the grace of God, and the fact that He is always at work doing thousands of invisible things, you know, for all the visible ones we're able to see, and that His promises are sure, and He has the ability to fulfill that promise in Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. And that verse is just as inspired as John 3:16, for God so loved the world He gave His only Son. And if we do not believe Romans 8:28, and I am absolutely convinced there are many Christians who believe in the inspiration and the inerrancy of God's Word, but actually don't believe what Romans 8:28 says, we will be impoverished because we will see our lives at the mercy of Satan and demons and drunk drivers and abusive people and, you know, a boss who doesn't get it and, you know, the driver on the road who keeps, you know, cutting in front of me. And if we see our lives as at the mercy of all these other forces, not under the sovereign hand of God, we simply will never experience the joy nor be able to know God in the deepest and most important ways and serve Him effectively.